to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Hello, America and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program. We are your source of common sense conservative values. We're on 5 days a week, 3 hours every single day. Follow us on the Wendy Bell Radio Network app. We video the whole thing, live stream the whole thing, commercial breaks, nuts and bolts, all of it for you. So you can see also our podcast, Wendy Bell Radio. I think you're going to really like it. It just makes sense. It's very easy and comfortable. And also we're on Newsmax on their N2 channel at the second 2 hours of the program. However you find us, thank you for being here. To all of our radio station affiliates, thank you for continuing to support our mission to share with America the truth. Welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I would be lying to you if I did not tell you I find myself constantly frustrated. Yesterday, I told you about disappointment, how as a parent or as a child in that relationship, disappointment can be devastating, should be. We're beyond disappointed in the people who make decisions constantly that make life for each of us less free, less safe, less convenient, less affordable. But what I want to talk to you about this morning is specifically about this hamster wheel that we are on. You know, what's that ride at the circus? What's that ride at the amusement park? Is it the Ferris wheel? It's the dumbest ride ever. Stupid as nuts, right? Because it takes forever to load it up and it takes forever to disembark, right? So the whole goal is get inside, hopefully suck face with somebody you like. You're hiding from your parents. At least that's how it was when I was little. Get on the Ferris wheel, go up and around, get a cool view. Look out there. It takes forever. You feel like you're never getting off because each car has to be stopped, opened up. All right, off you go. It's a total joke, of course. We are on a hamster wheel Ferris ride right now, if you will. And I'm done. I'm done feeling like I'm running through oatmeal. And I'm super tired of seeing so clearly what is going on and then waiting patiently for everybody else to catch up. Now, admittedly, I was not awake in any regard until they took everything from us during COVID, until we got to see some real colors, how we got to see some true character flaws in individuals and how much people rely on being afraid to justify their inaction. Or to justify staying on cruise control and allowing somebody else to make decisions for them. See, I'm not programmed that way. And I know you probably are not either. And to see the unraveling of so much lunacy, I want to go to these people. And I want to say to them, what is it? Are you stupid? Or are you just really dark? Because I don't know which one is worse. The media up in arms yesterday saying Donald Trump and Republicans get this preferential treatment in justice because the appellate court in New York did what needed to be done. And in fact, we've got an audio soundbite here from Kevin O'Leary. I'm going to play for you in just a second, where the lunacy of finding Donald Trump guilty of committing no crime and then trying to bankrupt him for the sole goal of eliminating him from contention in the 2024 election. Like, there, you do not have to be a political scientist to see this. You do not have to be deeply entrenched in politics to see what they're doing. And thank goodness every now and again we get these little nuggets of truth, of normalcy. And this court says, you know what? This $450 million plus bond is preposterous. Bernie Madoff swindles 37,000 people, tens of billions of dollars, right? Gets $10 million to basically be free and await his trial. Lived as a free man, basically. They want Donald Trump shackled, chained, bankrupt, embarrassed, destroyed, and everybody who ever cared about him, voted for him, enjoyed him, went to a rally, felt that fire inside called love of America, should go down with him. Thank goodness this court said, you know what? This judgment is ridiculous. We're going to knock 60% off of it. You've got 10 days to put it together. And the media's response to that is that he gets some kind of a preferential ride. Now, why does anybody watch these news channels? Why are you reading their papers? You ought not be. I have to. I want to be able to tell you what they're saying. But we got to cut the cord. We got to get off the wheel. Enough going through the same cycle. And it's always like 2 years until the awakening comes around. It's 2 years. Oh, what? Really? Fauci lied and all of that was garbage. And it was gain of function and all of that. Oh, really? I had no idea. It was 2 years. Yeah, the jab, you know, that they pushed through and they didn't want anybody to know about. And all of the people who died in phase one clinical trial and how they wanted 75 years not to tell anybody. 2 years. I was ready in a month. I was ready in a month. And when I spoke up about it, and I said, what are we doing? I got canceled. I just found out yesterday, our third Facebook page apparently has been compromised. It's been reported to Meta. Meta is going to be shutting it down. You know what? Take it. I don't care. I don't care about you, Mark Zuckerberg. I don't care about you. I care about your cheating, your sleazeball cheating, your dirtbag platform, where people do not have the ability to speak freely. Let's not talk about threats to democracy. Democracy doesn't exist in this iteration. If you can't get what you want, hear the voices you want, say what you want, do what you want, wear what you want, go where you want, and vote how you want, you don't live in America. And they want to finish the job. They want to finish the job. And the millions of people coming across our border is part of that play. You're going to hear about it from New York City. They have destroyed New York City. Why would anybody ever, ever go there again? They are destroying Los Angeles. They have destroyed Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Baltimore. And by the way, who's going to be honest about this tanker situation, this container ship that plowed into the pylons of this big bridge in Baltimore and took the whole thing down? It dropped the bridge with people on it, including 20 construction workers pouring concrete, apparently, right? All sorts of people in their cars. We have no idea who's died. Tell me. Why do the lights go off on that container ship and then go back on and then turn back off and then boom, impact, and then turn back on? Don't tell me that you do not live in an abusive government. Do not tell me that they don't have disgusting plans for November. Do not tell me that they're going to let Donald Trump remain on that ballot. They're going to do everything in their power. If that means unleashing garbage on you, if that means you sacrificing your children, they don't care. That is the degree of lunacy. I'm done. I want off the wheel. I'm done. I want you to hear Kevin O'Leary quickly. This is what he said about the reversal of Trump's bond. Go.
Let's go up to 30,000 feet and talk about the American economy, our ability to remain number one worldwide, and most importantly, attracting foreign capital to invest in America. And the concept and why that happens and has for over 175 years is in our Constitution, property rights are mentioned over 25 times. So this is very important because if you're going to go over to the Middle East or to Denmark or Europe, where I'm going next week to raise money for American projects, notably data centers, when they give $3 billion to you, they want to know their property rights are protected. And so what was happening in New York was extremely scary. And I have to admit to you, in the last 2 weeks, I kept telling them before our meetings, don't worry, the adults will step in. Something will happen to advance the appellate process. Your rights are protected. Imagine me telling foreign investors that as they watch this roll out in New York. Thank goodness the adults came to the rescue. And now we have a process beginning, a 60%+ reduction in this infraction fee. And that really should be getting more to what's balanced. Trump assuring everybody he has the cash to back the bond. These are good advancements towards keeping the stable message about the American brand as the number one economy to invest in.
Kevin O'Leary seeing it at 30,000 feet. Insanity is not sustainable. If you are ready to get off the hamster wheel, to take my hand, because we're going there. We're going there in a blaze of glory today. And I don't care who I frustrate. Join me and stay here on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You have to love, after going on 8 years of just merciless torture, right? Anything they could throw at Donald Trump, anything they could hurl, any lie, any egregious accusation, any terrible title, right? Any story that they could gin up, that they could throw at this guy. Donald Trump yesterday ascended into the echelon of the world's top 500 richest people. Isn't it fantastic? I mean, it's totally fantastic. Suck it, lefties. And even more so to the establishment donor class, rhinos. Suck it. To quote one of my boyfriends, Charlie Sheen, winning. Here we go. DailyMail.com. Trump's net worth surges to $6.4 billion to make him one of the world's 500 richest people for the first time after he completed his social media company's lucrative merger. I mean, come on. You cannot time this any better. They think they've got him. They're on the cusp. They're salivating, right? They smell the beautiful, the delicious aroma of Donald Trump's destruction. And he snaps it back from them and goes on and wins again. And wins without cheating. Wins without stealing. Wins without manipulating. He wins at outfoxing people, at reading the room, and starting something which so legendarily works to compete against all fake news. Truth. Truth. Social, right? This is so delicious. Donald Trump's net worth is shooting up, even as he's forced to assemble piles of cash to pay court judgments, now climbing onto at least one coveted billionaire's list. The former president's net worth has climbed to 6.4 $1.4 billion following last week's announcement that Digital World Acquisition shareholders voted the special purpose acquisition company to merge with the Trump firm that owns his Truth Social platform. After a jump in its stock price, Trump's net worth jumped by an astonishing $4 billion, which comes on top of his golf, real estate, and branding empire. There is nothing a jealous person hates more than watching somebody enjoy the ride. The ride doesn't involve billions of dollars for us. The ride in your life might be something as simple and as priceless as peace of mind, as looking in the mirror and knowing and liking and having confidence and faith in the face looking back at you. Success and joy doesn't have a dollar amount. And Donald Trump oozes all of it. A good businessman, a beautiful wife, responsible, successful children, a beautiful home, multiple successful businesses. Missteps along the way? For sure. Success. Donald Trump is the embodiment right now of America. He is that place that exudes hard work, never quitting, picking yourself up, pushing forward, staying true to your values, being honest to the people that you deal with, being honest with yourself. And then at the end of the day, taking your bread, crusty and fantastic, and breaking off a piece and dipping it in your gravy. They cannot stand joy. I want off the wheel. I want you to join me because you deserve that joy. You work every day for it. Look at your kids. Look at you. Look at America. We're going to go a few directions today. And my goal is to tie them together in a simple thread. And we're going to start with getting off of the hamster wheel that injures our children, that has put so many children in such a terrible, life-changing, suicide-making predicament. Let's call the game off. Enough with our children's mutilation. Enough with the madness, the Frankensteinian people who tell us lies. The study to blow it out of the water that you need to know before anything political on this program today, okay? Take my hand. I've got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program. You know, these stories are not easy stories, but we have to have them, discussions about them, because I don't think there's anybody out there in Realville who thinks giving kids a bunch of drugs to scramble them inside is a good thing. I don't think anybody who's paying attention and lives in the real world looks at these transgender shooters who the media fall over to protect and shield. I don't think we look at any of these violent circumstances with surprise. Are you guys surprised? I'm not surprised. What galls me, what shocks me, is the number of parents out there who are too stupid to see that they are being used as pawns in a fantastic grift. It's a grift akin to the jab, right? And let's talk about loosely, before I get into the meat and potatoes of the story, let's talk about loosely how the grift works. Well, obviously, you need to have a reason for people to be afraid. So you create something. There is an emergency. The emergency mandates some kind of action, and it needs to be hurried. So there are corners that have to be cut, that need to be excused for being cut, in order to push something that is presented as a safety mechanism to all of us, right? And to shield its actual harmful negative effects. And the end result is tragic. And those of us who speak up about it are then attacked, doxxed, deplatformed, fired, etc. That is the cycle of the hamster wheel. It starts with a stupid, fearful tactic. And it is reliant upon people being asleep at the wheel, being easily malleable, and not realizing that their government, their media, their technology, all of it sucks. So once you see all of this, the grift becomes very obvious. It's all a giant money-making operation. So I read that there would be a typical in this is disgusting. To take a child, say a 12-year-old, say a 15-year-old, and to go from boy transition to girl or girl to boy, the process, the hormones, the surgeries, the post-surgical treatment, all of that, $1.2 million. That's what it makes the medical industry. Now, as a parent, I could not possibly shoot as a human being. I can't possibly see anybody who would rationalize the mutilation of a child. But it's not here in the United States that the unraveling of this hamster wheel narrative is happening. It's a French report telling the truth, and it is garish. And it's the same thing about how they rolled out this vaccine. Show us who you tested it on. Tell us what your procedures were. Well, we can't do that. It's Operation Warp Speed. People are dying. Haven't you looked at the news? Look at the video. Did you see the emergency rooms? They're overflowing. People are dropping dead on the street. They had to bring in refrigerator trucks. Of course, that's the story. And if that's where you get your news, that's what you think probably is going on. But it's quite the opposite. Headline, Breitbart. Transgender, quote, treatments for children. One of the greatest ethical scandals in medical history. So says a report out of France. Why the hell does it take the French? Why does it take Sweden to look at COVID rationally and say, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to go with shutting everything down and putting everybody in like their own little self prisons? That doesn't seem like it's going to end well. What is it about certain people, certain countries, certain leaders, certain things that allow them to see and to speak clearly and honestly while our government, our quote unquote democracy, is not only compromised, it's over? The practice of sexually transitioning children will be remembered as one of the greatest ethical scandals in the history of medicine, a report commissioned by French senators stated. This landmark report, produced at the behest of the center-right Les Républicains in the French Senate, found that the medical industry embarked upon the practice of giving children life-altering transgender treatments with little evidence of its effectiveness while ignoring the side effects. So let's just take the kids and the surgery and all of this out of here, okay? Replace this with the EV climate craze. Little proof, little evidence that there's a problem. Scientists are not united on this. There is not consensus. For every one person who's been paid to scream paints on fire that we're killing Mother Earth, there are five who aren't on the dole who are like, are you kidding? This is cyclical. It's the way it works, right? But you need to have this, we're killing the Earth, therefore we need to take these drastic steps that nobody's really investigated. Nobody's really looked at in the terms of, well, how much does it cost to build an EV car? How hard would it be to build the infrastructure? Where do you get those raw earth minerals, the rare earth minerals that go into the batteries? Is this reasonable? It's the same thing as the transgender stuff. Same thing. And it's all pushed by the same people. Why would anybody ever vote Democrat? Can't imagine. This report found that while parents were often pressured by doctors to put their children on puberty-blocking drugs to prevent suicide, there you go. That's equivalent to, we're killing the earth. You and your suburban gas guzzler, right? You with the gas stove that's causing people to have asthma, right? You're the problem. There's a problem. See, there's not a problem. The problem is social media. The problem is kids being preyed upon, used as pawns in a giant money-making grift. And the adults that Kevin O'Leary was hailing in New York City who came into the room and said, this stuff with Donald Trump is preposterous. We're the appellate court. This isn't going to stand. We're all waiting for the adults in the room to show up here on this subject in America. Where the hell are you? Hey, Pittsburgh Children's Hospital, you're doing these procedures. How about CHOP, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia? What an unfortunate acronym. CHOP. What are you doing? Where are the doctors who took an oath? What happened to you people? You'd rather be on the freaking hamster wheel going around and around and around. And whose child gets sucked up into it and mutilated? Whose brain gets scrambled by stories? By doctors who tell their parents, you know what? Kids who are transgender or questioning are often suicidal. I think the best approach here is to pump them full of drugs and start changing their bodies. That sounds perfect. The same way it sounded perfect for you to rush out and roll up your sleeve and trust your government and trust Tony freaking lying rat Fink Fauci and plunge into your arm. Not once, not twice, not three, four, five, six, or seven times. Eight freaking times. And not to ask questions. The head of the plastic surgery department at a hospital in Paris told the report that there was no evidence that sex changes for children improve their quality of life because, quote, there are obviously no randomized trials. Oh, I think it's perfect that we should use our children as guinea pigs. Why do you need beagles when you can have children? Meanwhile, there was a prevalence of depression and other mental illness among children seeking to change their gender. You don't say. You mean that 30,000 foot view that Kevin O'Leary was alluding to that I speak of commonly behind this microphone? The report found that 70% of those seeking gender reassignment had anxiety depressive disorders. 30% had previously suffered some form of trauma, typically sexual abuse. Now, this is going to be crazy. I know. So I'm just going to spitball, right? Rather than spending money to destroy kids, why don't we actively work to protect them from these monsters? Most disturbingly, 30% of children seeking to change their gender were found to have been autistic, although they were often undiagnosed. And certainly not do any vaccines possibly lead to those problems. The evidence of the safety of prescribing puberty blockers to children was also based on very fragile bases, the report noted, pointing out that the justifications for their administration in France was based on some so-called Dutch protocol developed in the Netherlands 20 years ago. I think this is great. Let's take old science, current wacko liberal woke nonsense of suck, push them together, sort of like the chocolate and the peanut butter. We'll have them meet on the street and the collateral damage will be our children. Who wouldn't want to do that? And this is not even, how about this? The protocol claimed that the effects of puberty blocking drugs given to children as young as 12 were reversible. But the French report said that this was not trustworthy, given that it was only based on the observation of 54 patients and was funded in part not by Pfizer, but by Ferring Pharmaceuticals, a firm which produces puberty-blocking drugs. How different is this than obstetricians and gynecologists saying to their pregnant patients, totally get this COVID jab. It's super important. Well, if you were pregnant and you inquired, well, where's the research on that? Maybe one inquisitive doctor would go back and find out it was based on 44 rats. Do you see it? Do you see the wheel going around and around and around? Are you ready to get off? When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, don't fall for the narrative. The happiest parents are blank. I'll fill in the blank next. All right, before I give you some positive news, see, I want to bring you down. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to get you off the wheel. You're going to feel a little desperate, but don't. Because being free of that, going around in circles over and over and over again, getting off of the ride is so liberating, and there's joy. There is. So we're talking about this French study blowing the lid off of the faux science, the monstrous expense and the horrendous results to children with this transgender craze. And this study, this report, argued that much of the rise in gender transitioning has been a byproduct of it becoming, quote, fashionable on social media and elsewhere, noting that hospital stays for transgender purposes increased threefold from 2011 to 2020. And there, I mean, the doctors who are performing operations to mutilate perfectly healthy tissue, to remove perfectly healthy organs. Any parent who can't critically look at this and say, this is absolutely insane, and who's not paying attention to their children's social media and what they're doing. Middle school's got to be the worst. Middle school and high school. Got to be the worst. It's a great time to tell children. I went through it too. It was awful. I had buck teeth. I had braces for many years, right? I had ridiculous hairstyles, and then just get girls together and get boys and hormones together, and you're in for a hot mess every single day of your daggone life. Yes, it's awful, but then you leave it and you move on and you don't really remember it, and you will too. See, that advice is free. Free. I want to read you this. Now, I don't say this because I have according to today's standards. I think only 5% of the American population has five children or more. There are people who never had children, who wanted children desperately, never could. I get that. I believe God gives you what he gives you. And then it's up to you to make magic of it. And if you're in the process of that magic, that's fantastic. Parents with more kids, not less, are actually happier. It seems like it would defy logic. There are literally 20 years of my life that are a blur to me. A total blur. And then one day, you look around at the young men and women that you created, and you realize the joy, the stress, sure. The decisions, sure. The mistakes, the expense, the frustration, the fear, the worry. And when you put it on a scale next to the love, love always wins out. So what's the perfect number of kids to have? And I'm bringing this up because we're being told that the nuclear family is racist, that a mom and a dad sticking together and slugging it out, good times and bad, for richer or for poorer, to raise those kids. We're being told right now that the two-parent household is racist. We're being told that marriage in general is a white, conservative, like nationalist, white supremacy ideology. They will stop at nothing to destroy the family. And they've tried to whittle away at it. Get off the wheel. Get off the wheel. Well, it's a personal decision for every family. We've all seen the headlines touting or decrying a certain number of kids. Apparently, having three kids makes parents the most stressed, while only children grow up lonely. And then there's the stigma many people think they'll face if they have more than two kids. Why would you ever have stigma about your decision to have a family? And then why would this website called mom.com fall for that? A new study out of Australia is turning all these conventions on their heads with the conclusion that parents with four or more kids are the happiest. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you I'm the happiest woman in the world because I have a relatively large family. That's not it. I will tell you that everything that goes on at home helps you get off the hamster wheel. Watching your children make decisions, watching them fail, getting back up, and showing them how you fail and how you get back up. And then the relationship that changes from your children, from parent-son or parent-daughter to friends. The unspoken understanding that a child finally gets when they go it alone. I understand now. I didn't then. And then somewhere along the way, the magic of having grandkids. It gives me hope. They will stop at nothing to tell you up is down, that in is out, and that right is wrong. They want to stop your ability to get information that you want, to hear from voices that you enjoy. And they will stop at nothing to control how you vote. Get off the wheel. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program is on tap. I call it the Paul Singer effect. You're saying, what's that? Oh boy. Wait for it next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.